This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning company. Before the last time they were on was May, and the CEO of the company was Murray Nye. He was on the show. We're talking about no other than Winston Gold Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol WGMCF, and you can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol WGC, and also on the CSE, ticker symbol WGC. And with us today, we're very fortunate, lucky to have him, is the chairman of the board, Mr. Joe Carrabba. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Everett. I appreciate having me on today. Thank you.
You know, last time we had Murray on the show, he brought my listeners up to date a little bit. If you would, give me your background and how you got involved with Winston.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Well, I'm a 40-plus year veteran in the mining industry, worked in a variety of different minerals around the world. I have a degree in an undergraduate degree in geology with an MBA. I was fortunate enough to work for Rio Tinto for 22 years in a variety of operating roles. I quickly got out of the geology role early in my career and went into operating and project management. And I guess what would be nearest to the listeners is I transitioned Diving Diamonds up in Yellowknife from a project into an operating unit for Rio Tinto back in the 90s, and actually lived in Yellowknife and paid my penance with the weather, but it was a great project to bring forward with it, and then was recruited out to become the CEO and chairman of Cleveland-Cliffs, a big iron ore and met coal producer, a global producer into the steel industry. So variety of operating opportunities around the world, and do a lot of startup and turnarounds in my career.
You know, before I get to my next question, I just wanted your personal thought on this. Did you ever think you was going to see gold at $2,000 an ounce?
No, you know, I didn't. I was on the Newmont Gold Board for 9 years until last June. And once we consummated the Gold Corp deal, I resigned and retired from Newmont to get into the junior world of gold and precious metals with it. You know, the predictions have always been around, Everett. But also when I jumped into Winston, you know, our financial modeling was at $1,150 an ounce. And the project financially stood up very well, even when we took all the risk into consideration. So $2,000 gold is great. You know, there's all kinds of predictions out there for it to move forward.
Right.
Through all of the latest Fed policy, monetary policies, the shakeups in the world that are going on, you know, gold continues to hang in there. It comes up and back to $2,000, $1,950 or $60. And you know what? That's a healthy price for any of the miners. So it's nice to speculate about the future and gold going higher. But if it doesn't, I think most of the gold miners are pretty happy with where prices are right now.
I wanted you to come on the show because I want my listeners to get a current status on the project in Montana. Where are we at in the process of that?
I would love to do that. So, you know, we started this venture of opening up the tunnel to get to the veins about 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, and we were not fully financed, but we said, you know what, we've got to get started, and we were not great crystal ball readers of the future of the price of gold, but we knew we had to get started rather than using shareholder money just to keep drilling holes and spending it on SG&A, and we did, thankfully. The Carrabba Tunnel that the guys were so kind to name after me. We have driven that tunnel. It was very kind of them. You know, that's the biggest honor you can get in the mining industry, I think, from your peers. The tunnel is driven about 1,300 feet. We are on the two veins that we discussed, I'm sure Murray did before, the parallel on the Block 93, and very close to the Custer vein with it. So we are on ore. We're starting to haul the low-grade ore out that's right in front of us. Until we get into the richer veins that we see with the drilling that we have ahead of us. So we are actually bringing the gold out and stockpiling it on the mine site as we speak. And we'll continue to develop, obviously, the ore veins as we go through and bring the gold ore out as we go. on the mill site, as you know, in March, we contracted a small custom mill that had been sitting about 35 miles away idle for a number of years, fully permitted, with a lined empty tailings pond as well. It's a closed circuit system, so environmentally we're in very good shape from a permitting standpoint. We hired a very good mill superintendent out of Sibane Stillwater. He's done a marvelous job with his small crew. So we are about 90% complete on the rehab that we had to do on a mill that's been sitting idle for this long. Currently getting the crushing circuit in front of the mill put in place. We've just ordered the jaw crusher and I've got a line on a cone crusher, so a primary and secondary crusher going into the ball milling circuit. So we're right online. It looks like if everything holds up from a shipping standpoint, late September, we should be producing the first concentrate.
That's incredible. So you guys are going to do everything in-house, correct?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, everything. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What is the upside potential of brownfield exploration and greenfield opportunities?
That's a great question. So on the veins that were on the parallel in the Block 93, they're still open at strike and at depth. We've drilled out to about 4 or 5 years of what we think is our potential production as we go forward. Let me just caution all the listeners as well right up front. We do not have a 43-101, so I'm very careful about the words that I need to use in this this broadcast, as we always do with all of our investors. We decided that rather than spend another $2 million and 2 more years of drilling to get a compliant 43-101, we moved forward with the drilling that we have. We think the spacing is close enough to verify our results. The veins look very contiguous and very competent as we go forward. So we do have upside on the two veins that we're starting on first. They were the quickest to get to. The Custer vein system, which was where the original mine was, and I know Murray talked about on your last broadcast of how rich it was and the length of the veins from the past. We are just now getting started on drilling that. We've pulled the drills in underground, and that's really our upside and where we can see moving into the next 2 years into about 50,000 ounces of production a year.
That's very impressive. You know, I look at you guys' stock price around 9-10 cents with a market cap of only $21 million. For me, and I've had hundreds of CEOs on my show that's in the mineral materials, gold mine, silver mining industry, if you will. This seems very undervalued. You want to elaborate a little bit on that, Joe?
Yeah, it is, Everett. I mean, what good chairman or CEO wouldn't think that his stock is always undervalued? But I think it's getting that separation of the pack, if you will, where everybody is raising money for, as you have to in this business of drilling, just starting out, and you're 3, 4, 5 years down the road before you see any production. And many of these companies, again, it's their strategy, have no intention of putting the company into operations, if you will,
right,
turning it over with it. And I think this has kind of caught a lot of people off guard, Everett, where, you know, we're a company that's actually going to go from the drill bit into production. And I think there's still a little bit of disbelief as we continue to de-risk it. But when that first concentrate comes out, I think it just puts us in a whole different category of a producer versus a junior wannabe, if you will, or explorer that goes with it. And we just need to be patient, and we need to just separate ourselves from the pack and continue to show people we're going to do what we said all along we were going to do.
My guest today has been Joe Carrabba. He is the chairman of Winston Gold Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol WGMCF. Joe, I'm going to give you the last words. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I think for the shareholders, and I'm also the largest shareholder, so I can speak for this, is look, we want to get this project into production. We want to start producing. We try not to overpromise on anything we do. We're very transparent on the opportunities as well as the problems that we may have. We are not speculators. Hopefully you can hear from the discussion I've had today. I'm pretty conservative. And we will really live by the results that we produce for the shareholders with it. We're not looking for, while there is upside and we will do that diligently, we're also looking to give a good return back to the shareholders while these gold prices are so high. So that's what I would give to the shareholders. And when I talk to any of them, I would give the same information to anybody that's listening today.
Joe, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. I really do appreciate it. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Be glad to. Eric, thanks so much for your time.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.